Blog Talk Radio.
Beneath the stars, while a million guitars played our love songs. When they said I love you, every beat of my heart said it too. Solamente, beloved.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Darling, you were that song, and you'll always be loved.
All right, guys. Thought we'd start it with a little bit of fun home recording stuff, you know. If you can hear me, let me know. If you can't, let me know. Because Anne isn't able to get in. Her invite didn't get there again. I don't know what this is. So let me know if you hear me. And we're going to jump in. We've got some special things today from Lloyd Price and Sydney Devine. Lloyd died last week. And Sydney Devine, who is a very well-loved Scots artist, he died 2 months ago. And we thought that Neil Reed had died, but there's so many Neil Reeds over there that it's kind of like, huh? We had the wrong one. So we had the basketball player. He did die, but Neil Reed, the former singer, did not die. And just as point of interest, let's go ahead and give you a little bit of what he has done, because he was an amazing young man. He was born in 1959, of course, in Scotland. And let's see, he was 8 when they discovered him singing at a pensioner's party in 1968. And he won a real famous talent show back there, Opportunity Knocks. And oh my goodness, he won that week after week after week after week. I think it was like 13 straight weeks. Never did lose. They just had to make him quit. I thought that was hilarious, but you know, when somebody is so good that you have to ask him not to compete anymore. But at any rate, he did a number one version of Mother of Mine, which we heard on Mother's Day. And, wow. That's the first time he won Opportunity Knocks in December of 1971. And, man, it went to number 2 on the UK singles charts after Decca Records released it. And he was always right up there. He was always right up there. Mother of Mine sold over 250,000 copies in the United Kingdom and over 2.5 million globally. So, and 400,000 of that was in Japan. You know, he was pretty hot stuff when he was a kid. And he just, 1974, he decided to hang it up. You know, it just, he was a child star singer and decided that it was time to quit. And so it's really, he was known as Wee Neil Reed when he won Opportunity Knocks in 1971. And it's so interesting because he's now a management consultant. has formed his own church. So this dude is pretty awesome. This dude is pretty awesome. He's not a kid anymore, so you can't say this kid is pretty awesome. He's 50 years old now. But he made something about it. He made something about it. And that was really kind of cool. We liked it. So that's the skinny on Neil Reed. He's not dead, but we like his singing, so I thought I'd put that in there anyway, and we do have a couple of songs by him. So while we're doing, let's go ahead and let you know what the skinny is on Sidney Devine. He's that Scots singer that we so loved his voice because he doesn't mask his accent. He keeps the Scottish brogue in his singing, and it's beautiful. I love it. I absolutely love it. He was born the 11th of January in 1940. So he's about 5 years younger than Elvis. Well, he was. He won't age any further, let's put it that way. Okay, and it was the 13th of February. He died 2 months ago at age 81. he was born in Belside, which is near the village of Cleland, North Lancashire, in Scotland. And he was sometimes referred to as steak and kidney. Now, you guys from the UK are going to understand that. I know there's a steak and kidney pie over there that everybody really loves. I don't understand the reference, but you guys will get it, and that's okay. He's a Scotsman, so that's okay. It's okay. He became, in 2003, he became a member of the Order of the British Empire for services to music. And at the age of 77 in September of 2017, he announced a nationwide tour with his daughter, Debbie McGregor. And Scotland was her place to be the leading female ventriloquist. And this was about 20 years after his last tour. So, you know, kids are good for something. And he is no longer with us, but we've got a lot of his music today because he covered a lot of Elvis's songs. And it wasn't the other way around. He covered Elvis. So I thought that was kind of cool. You know, that was kind of cool. We got a lot of those today. So we'll be playing Elvis and then Sydney's version. I don't know if I'll play all of them right together, but it's interesting. Very, very interesting. So one more. We lost Lloyd Price. And, you know, he was a singer and a songwriter, and he was 88 when he died. And he was a rock and roll star. They called him a maverick. And he wrote Lottie Miss Clottie and recorded it first in 1952. So Elvis came along and said, well, this is my thoughts on this. Elvis came along and said, I can do better than that. And he did. So do you guys know the song Personality? Because Price also wrote Personality. And I'm going to be playing that. I'm going to be doing Lottie Miss Clottie, both Lloyd Price's version and Elvis version. And you can see what I'm talking about with that. I can do it better than you. Yes. And for some reason that's beyond me, except for the fact that it's like outlining a killing of some kind, Stagger Lee was a forbidden song, well, a semi-forbidden song. And I'm going to play that one too. Maybe you guys can figure out why. I listened to it 3 times, could never figure out why it was semi-forbidden. But anyway, he died last Monday in New Rochelle, New York, and it was complications of diabetes. That kind of made me sit up and take notice, you know. diabetes did some rotten things to your body, and it killed him. So he was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. And he was among the last survivors of a post-World War II scene in New Orleans that anticipated, and this is seen as in, hey, the music scene, baby, you know, that kind of a thing. And that was something that anticipated the shifts in popular music and culture, leading to the rise of rock in the mid-50s. So he was one of those 1950s rock and roll pioneers, that music that we all love so much. It was fantastic. And Lottie Miss Claudie, that he did in 1952, has a legitimate claim as the first rock hit. So, and they've got a little quote in here. Somebody called him a righteous cat, enormous talent. And I was like, okay, that is so 50s, it's not even fun. Well, yeah, it is funny, actually, but very 50s, very 50s. And they gave him the nickname of Mr. Personality because he was always smiling, and he had this warm, sunny tenor, and he just really showed people how to have a good time when he was singing. And it was great. It was great. And he was even before Frank Sinatra did that. So he was something. He had a very, very winning way about him. Lottie Miss Claudie in 1952 was on the R&B charts, sold more than 1 million copies, and became a rock standard. Little Richard covered it as well as Elvis Presley, but we all know Elvis Presley's version. So, you know. But Lloyd Price was the first. So he did do military service in Korea in the mid-50s. And, yeah. And he started his career over again in 1957 with the song Just Because. And I am going to play that song, and then I'm going to play Elvis's song titled Just Because, but they're two completely different songs. They have nothing in common except the title. I thought that was pretty interesting. I really thought that was pretty interesting. So, okay, what there's a little outline here about Staggerly that I did not know before, is that it was based on a 19th century fight, that's 1800s, for you guys that don't realize, between two black guys, Lee Shelton, who was known as Stag Lee, and Billy Lyons. And it ended up with Shelton shooting and killing Lyons. And you got to say, guys, it's supposed to be a sport, not a feud. What's going on? Anyway, that's where that song Stagger Lee came from. So, I guess originally the song opened with a few spoken words, and it still does this on the version I'm playing. It says, the night was clear, the moon was yellow, and the leaves came tumbling down. So that's when he starts singing about the conflict. At any rate, these dudes were very, very interesting people. They don't just go out and sing. They entertain, and it's only part of their life. They have so many things going on in their life. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. And what Lloyd says, he finally got married and settled in New York. But what he says is, I never drank, smoked, used drugs, or had bad habits. I drive a taxi cab to get me the food I need to live. I never was starstruck. I had 23 hit records, and I never looked for the next record to hit. I never had that need that they had to be somebody. I just wanted to be. So I thought that was pretty cool. It's like, I don't need to be some big name. I don't need to be some big wig. I just need to be. To live my life. To do what I need to do. So I thought that was pretty cool. These guys were pretty interesting people. They were, yes, entertainers, singers, but that wasn't all they were. They were family guys. They were cab drivers, you know, whatever. It just doesn't, they were not one thing. They were people. They did many, many things in their lives, and they were well-rounded. They made good lives for themselves. They were people, just like you and me and anybody else we know. They were people, you know? And I think that kind of thing is fascinating, to find out a little bit about what they were about. You know what I mean? That was great. I'm going to open with one that totally took me by surprise. And it's going to take you guys by the same surprise, I'm sure. John sent this to me. And I listened to it more than once. And yeah, I believe it. I believe it. And then I played the original from the movie. And yeah, I believe it. This is Elvis in a remix of Do the Vega. Play the one from the movie now? Anybody home? Hello?
Your choice.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, well, if nobody wants to say anything, I'll play it anyway.
That's my thing.
That's my thing, guys. That's my thing. Exactly. This is from Viva Las Vegas. Elvis and Margaret are in this dance. They're just, you know, everybody's there dancing, having fun. They're doing the Vega.
A chance and do the Vega. If you're dancing, you'll have fun. The fever gets you, and then I bet you you'll shake like a son of a gun. First you make the right connection, choose the one who's your selection. Though you risk your reputation, you'll increase your circulation. Take a chance and do the Vega. If you dance it, you'll have fun. The fever gets you, and then I bet you you'll shake like a son of a gun. Roll and keep your shoulders busy, like a wheel spin till you're dizzy. Kick your heels when you've the notion. Shake and shimmy, that's the motion. Do the Vega. Take a chance and do the Vega. If you dance it, you'll have fun. The fever gets you, and then I bet you you'll shake like a son of a gun.
Much as a song, but it's fun watching Anne Margaret dance. I mean, that was the best part about it, right? And Elvis looked like he was having fun too. I mean, he was dancing next to Anne Margaret. Hello. Okay, I'll stop being a brat someday. Hey, how are you doing today, Sue?
I'm okay. You
good
okay?
Deal. I'm not sure. I was awake from noon yesterday. I got an hour nap from about 8 until 9 last night. Then I went to work. But the one saving grace, well, the one saving grace of being at work is that that's where I put my show together. So it helped me stay awake, made the time go faster, and it was all right. I don't mind doing my show at work. There's nothing else to do. So it was okay. And then this morning, though, I tried to do my night audit at 4 o'clock this morning. There's no paper.
Mm-mm.
Not one sheet of paper, and I have seven reports to print. No, six reports, excuse me. That was interesting. So I had
so
to save them all to the... Huh?
What did you do?
Well, I did my night audit, but I saved them into the computer instead of printing them. I figured, hey, you know, when we get paper, we can go in and retrieve them. Only thing is, nobody else knows where to retrieve them. So, when Lucia that came in this morning was one of the newest members of the crew. So she doesn't know the computer very well yet. So she asked me, she says, Miss Jenny, where, she calls me Miss Jenny, where she got it, I don't know, but whatever, hey, I like it. And she says, where do I find these? And so I explained to her, when I save a night audit to the computer, this is what I do and where it is. She didn't quite grasp that because she went into the first step, but she forgot to go into the second step. So she says, Miss Jenny, these are here. What happened to them? And I went, what do you mean they're not there? I saved them there. No, I can't find them. So I went and I said, okay, I'll find them. Don't worry about it, honey. And so I started looking. She was right. They weren't there. Where did they go? Where did they go? And then I looked up at the top in the address bar, and she'd only gone in halfway. She'd gone into documents, but she didn't hit the next step to go into night audit.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
I was starting to sweat bullets that my night audit had disappeared, and it's like, oh no, honey, look, it's okay, and I'd been looking for it for 5 minutes, and I just found it. I said, see, okay, up here, you got to do the second step, you got to go into night audit, and then there they were. I just scrolled through and found them. By then, she had gotten a small batch of paper from the manager. Brought a small batch over until we can get our, it's not going to last long enough, but whatever, we got my night audit printed. That was the important part. And I'm not working tonight, so I don't have to worry about it. But that was funny. So I was at work until 8:30 this morning. I'm supposed to leave at 7. That was interesting. So I came home and got, what was, another hour and a half worth of sleep. I woke up at 11.
Mm.
And so, like I've been run over by a truck.
Westmark.
But I don't have a headache. So hey, count my blessings. Not going. I do not have a headache. I'm so tired that my hands feel like they belong to somebody else. You know, like when you've had like 3 drinks and you're not exactly wasted, but you don't feel normal either, and your hands mm-hmm. start feeling a little bit heavy and like there's somebody else's hands. that's what I feel like. Yeah, that's what I feel like right now. Everything's detached. It's not even, it's just kind of thought I could do. Oh, who is that? Who's that guy that danced like he was all disconnected? He could just
Gumby.
His joints all moved separately. No, it was a real guy. He was tall, skinny, Dick Van Dyke. Yeah, okay. That's what I feel like. It's like I could get up and dance and nothing would be attached. It'd just all do its own thing and be fine.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what it feels like. And I haven't had anything to drink. So, no. No, you're okay. You're okay. Nobody's here. It's across the street. Somebody closed the car door across the street. And he's sure it's going to come and get me. But it's not.
Mm.
So, okay, guys. It's time for the promised Lottie Miss Claudie. Da-da-da-da. Oh, how do you guys stand me when I'm tired? This is awful. Anyway, I'm not going to try and control it because it would hurt.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, I'm drinking coffee. That's all I can do for you guys. That's all I can do for you. Okay, here is Lloyd Price from 1952. Lottie Miss Claudie. And when you hear this, you will know exactly why Elvis decided to do it and do it better.
Well, now, Lordy, 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 Miss Claudie, girl, you sure look good to me. Please don't excite me, baby.
Invite did not show up. Again. I don't know why. You know, I send it at the same time I send everybody's, and it shows up for everybody else, and then hers decides to hide. No, no, please don't expose me to Jenny again today. Anyway. But yeah, I get on. And in the few minutes that I have before the show, I just send it to her over and over and over and over. And sometimes it decides to show up and sometimes it doesn't. And a lot of times it'll show up the next day, which really doesn't help anybody. Yeah, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. But that's Blog Talk for you. Yeah, it's like you can't – we need a little consistency here, you know. We need a little consistency, and it's just not happening, so whatever. Nothing I can do about it. Blog Talk Radio is Blog Talk Radio, and they never ask me nothing. So give me a survey, guys. I'll tell you what's wrong.
Yeah, that's really a dirty shame.
It is. It really is, because that's the only way they can get on without a $4 million phone bill is to come through the invite. You know, and without that invite, they can't do it. I mean, they could make a regular phone call if they wanted to spend a couple thousand dollars, but I don't think they're going to go there. I don't want them to go there. That's not nice. That's nasty. Kills your budget for a year. Anyway, I'm going to play Elvis doing that same song now. So you guys have heard Lloyd Price do it, and he's the dude that wrote it. So, you know, that's the way he did it. That's the way he wanted to be heard. But he didn't know about Elvis yet, because Elvis came along and put his own style into it. And lordy, lordy, Miss Claudie, he made it better. So here we go.
Well, Lordy, 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 Miss Claudia, now you sure look good to me. Well, please don't excite me, baby. I know it can't be me.
You got it.
Oh, my girl, you all my money. Girl, but you just
ending, girls.
Yeah, right.
Right up my alley. Yes, I love that ending. That's cool. Okay. And to show that good old Lloyd was equal opportunity, he borrowed everybody's stuff. But he did his own stuff for everybody else to borrow, too. So it was okay. What happened with this is I'm going to play something by Johnny Mathis, because when Lloyd Price did it, he did it so differently. It was like, oh, wow, is that the same song? And yes, it was the same song, but it was a different man and a different style and a different talent. And it was fantastic. So I'm going to play Johnny Mathis first, because he did it in 1959. And that's Misty on the Columbia label.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone? Ever knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. Too much in love. Look at me.
Oh, yeah. That's called smooth.
Very pretty. Very pretty.
Yeah, like they took glass and poured cream over it. you know, smooth. I love it. It's good. Nobody does it like Johnny Mathis. You know, when it comes to that particular song, that's his. That's his. And that's just because I haven't heard Elvis do it. thought I'd throw that out there, you know, just in case somebody might have been wondering. Okay, now here is the change of pace. In 1963, Lloyd Price did it on the Double L label. Never heard of Double L before, but there it was, big as life, this big yellow label. Yellow was popular back then. So here's Lloyd Price, Misty, 1963.
A tree. Feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand just holding your hand. Baby, walk my way. Feel like thousands of violins began to play. Sound of your hello, that music I hear every time you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but that's just what I want you to do. Don't you know this?
I could sing like that. Never going to happen, not in 10 million years, but wow. Oh my gosh. If you could sit still through something like that, you got no music bones in you. That's all. They took them all away while you were sleeping. Oh man. I love that. Okay. Let's see. Do I do point counterpoint or... Oh, yeah, why not? Point. Yeah, that'll work. Okay. Now, I know I played this just last week. I couldn't remember if it was Thursday or Saturday, but I played it. But that's okay. I'm playing this as a point counterpoint to Sidney Devine. He's our Scotsman singer. And he's the one we lost 2 months ago. And it was a loss. I love listening to this dude because, well, I like that Scotsman's accent, you know. Nothing else does anything for me, but I like the accent. And boy, am I tired. Okay, this is Elvis. And I also, when I was getting this out from Sidney Devine's version, I also ran across Kurt Russell singing it in that movie, Elvis. He did a pretty dang good job. You know, he really did. He was pretty decent. So this is Elvis doing, get your Kleenexes, Ann. I'm sorry, but I'm not really sorry. So here you go. Here's Old Shep.
When I was a lad, that old ship was a pub over hills and meadows with strays. Just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up
ready to roll again. Here you've got the Scotsman's version of old ship. Sydney Devine.
When I was a lad, and old ship was a pup, o'er hills and meadows we strayed. Just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up together that way. I remember to run. I wish they would shoot me instead. He came to my side and looked up at me, and he laid his old head on my knee. I guess I had struck the best friend that any man could ever have. You know, I cried so I scarcely could see. Now old ship, he has gone where the good doggies go, and no more with old ship will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know. Old ship has a wonderful home. Old ship has a wonderful home.
Well, he did hit that last note pretty good. I didn't expect that last note.
He did hit it high, didn't he?
He did hit that note. I like Elvis' version better. You know, Elvis put it slower, you know, a slower tempo, and that gave him time to put the feeling into it. It was like Sydney liked the song and he wanted to sing the song, but he couldn't take the time to do it right. That might be a little harsh.
Back a lot of years.
Yeah, 1956 is when Elvis.
No, the original.
Oh yeah, Walter Brennan did it.
Mhm.
Who did it before Elvis? Was that Walter Brennan that did it before Elvis? Come on, John. Help. 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 Okay. Help will be coming. I'm confident. I could be wrong, but I often am, but that's okay. I have, oh my gosh, this is an eeny, miny, moe game again. I know. This is going to knock your socks off. John sent this to me like 3 minutes before showtime. Well, 3 minutes before I had to go because I needed to turn on the computer and start the show so I could get it rolling. But this is so cool. I haven't decided if I like it better than the original. Yeah, I've decided. I probably won't. But this is so different that it's fun to play, you know? This is a Chromeo remix of Elvis singing Clean Up Your Own Backyard. And just have fun with it, guys. It's not the original. Have fun.
Back porch preacher preaching at me, acting like he wrote the golden rule, shaking his fist and screeching at me, shouting from his soapbox like a fool. Come Sunday morning, he's lying in bed, eyes all red from the wine. He said what you knew was dead when he hung his head for Sunday school.
Clean it up, Mister.
okay, everybody breathe. That you need some air after that, you know. Okay. Right. Okay, let's do something that'll let us catch our breath and just rest up for a couple minutes. I've got Sydney. I'm going to do Elvis first. And this is one that, I don't know, it was always a little bit depressing for me. But everybody likes this song. So, and it's a good song. Not a problem. I just don't listen to it by choice. Except this time it is my choice because Sidney Devine covered Elvis on this. Long Black Limousine.
There's a long line of mornings driving down our little street. Their fancy cars are such a sight to see. Oh yeah, they're all friends who knew you in the city, and now they finally brought you home to me. When you left, you know you told me that someday you'd be returning in a fancy car all the town to see. Oh yeah, well now everyone is watching you. You finally had your dream.
Be one of the hardest things to see is somebody you care about just slowly tooling by in a big long black limousine. in the back of it, no less. And not just a limousine, but a hearse. You know, they're two different things. But that's got to be really hard. I've never had to actually do that because my family's for being different. I didn't get to go. I lived here when my grandpa died. And so I have no idea what happened at his funeral. I never really wanted to talk to anybody about it to find out. So I don't know. But I know that at my grandma's funeral, because I talked to my brother about that, forget this limousine stuff. Forget this motor-driven stuff. My uncle got out his team of Percherons. Four matched Percherons. And his restored horse-drawn hearse. You know, where they had the big open windows with the drapes on the sides of them and all the gold scroll work on it and everything. That's what she took her last ride in. And knowing my grandma, she absolutely loved it. You know, that's one sight that I do regret not being able to see. That would have been cool. Because I was down here, I was still married, and so of course there was no money for what I needed to do. But that's neither here nor there. The point being is I did get to see pictures. And I just know she loved that. Those horses, oh, huge. They're the size of Clydesdales, maybe a little bit bigger than Clydesdales. And they're pitch coal black. They've got white feathers on their feet and white manes. And they are absolutely beautiful. And my favorite one was Sam. I got to meet Sam. My gosh, I'm 5'3", and he beats me at the shoulder. Oh, man, he's at least a foot and a half taller than me at the shoulder. That is one big horse. And my uncle wouldn't let me go in the stall with him because he's afraid he's going to step on me. I mean, the horse was big enough, he could have done that. He could have squashed me flatter than a bug, but he wouldn't have. He was very gentle with me, very gentle. But I remember that. I would prefer a big black horse-drawn hearse to a motored limousine. That would be totally cool, my style, you know what I mean? But get me a jar and stuff me in it, I'm fine. I'm not there anyway. I'm not going to know the difference, what you do. And now that we've got that out of my system, you guys are being so patient today. My gosh, are you okay, Sue? You're being so quiet.
I'm okay.
Okay. As long as you're okay, I'm fine with it. I should be feeling bad about something, and I'm not giving you a chance to air it out or anything. So
I'm okay.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad. I'm not sure if I am or not, but hey, I'm glad you are.
those horses you were speaking of, they have to be about 16 and a half to 17 hands high. They are tall. They
yes.
are big.
Yes. Maybe even Sam might have been a couple hands bigger. He was humongous. But it was like the proverbial gentle giant. You know, he was so sweet. He just wanted attention. And it wasn't his fault he was so big. He couldn't make out where his feet were going. But, you know, he was just so sweet. He was just so sweet. But they are absolutely huge, totally mm-hmm. huge. My uncle is 6'2", and Sam was just a couple of inches taller than him at the shoulder. you know. And then, of course, his back would sway down a little bit so that Uncle Larry's head was maybe 3 or 4 inches above the bottom of the sway in his back. That was one big horse. I've never seen a horse bigger than that. He's huge. He's huge. But he was such a love. They were so gentle. You know, you'd expect horses that big to assert themselves, so to speak. They never did. They never did. They were very gentle. Very gentle. So, and I'd never seen Percherons until I saw Uncle Larry's Percherons. I'd seen Clydesdales. I saw the Budweiser Clydesdales a couple of times, you know, and they're big. They were not as big as Sam.
No,
not by a long shot. No, they're not. They're not. They're both stocky breeds, you know, big breeds, but the Percherons are taller.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just very striking because they're coal black. It's totally amazing. Okay. Wow. Yes, they are. And talk about upkeep, because you got it. He hired a stable girl to go in and make sure that they were always brushed clean and bathed down and fed and all that stuff. And she kept them nicely brushed out. Those ankle skirts were always beautifully brushed out. They never lost that. And then the way they would just prance and toss those skirts around, that was cool. That was cool.
I agree.
Okay, I've kind of got that out of my system now. I want to go see those horses again. I don't even know if he still has them. Anyway, we just heard Elvis doing Long Black Limousine. Let's see what Sydney does with it. I'm trying to look here. I didn't write down the year that he did it. I don't know if they told me the year he did it. But here is Sydney Devine doing the Scots version of Long Black Limousine.
There's a long line of mourners driving down our little street. And their fancy cars are such a sight to see. Must be all her rich friends that knew her in the city. Guess they finally brought her home to me. All the papers told of how lost her life, about the party and that fatal crash that night. The race along the highway and the curb no one had seen. Now she's riding in that long black limousine. When she left home, she told me someday she'd be returning, and she'd be in a fancy car for all the town to see. And now that everyone is watching, I guess at last she's found her dream. 'Cause there she is, and she's lying in that long black limousine. Through tear-dimmed eyes I watched as she rides by, with the chauffeur at the wheel dressed up so fine. I'll never love another, for my heart and all my dreams are with. See her riding in that long.
too bad. Not too bad. Mm-hmm. But Elvis did better. You know, I mean, Elvis always does better. You just, that's no question. You go into it knowing Elvis's version is going to be better. And that's okay. We don't mind Elvis being better. Yes. Yes. It's kind of a given. You know? It doesn't matter what song it is. It's kind of a given that Elvis' version is going to be better. That's just the law of the land, I guess. Or something like that. Whatever. You're losing it, Jan. You're losing it. Okay. Let's. You know what? I'm okay. Hello. Put it back together. Turn the key. Lock the door. Okay. Now talk. All right. Neil Reed. He's the one that we thought was dead, but we had the wrong Neil Reed, even though they spelled it the same. It's very confusing over there. They've got a lot of different Neil Reeds. It's a very popular name over there. And they spell it both ways. So N-E-A-L and N-E-I-L and R-E-E-D and R-E-I-D. And it's like, okay, whatever. Well, we finally found the right one. And he's not dead. He's just a consultant now. A business consultant. It's like, okay. You were a good singer. What'd you do that for? But all right. People have to do different things in their lives. They can't be stuck doing one thing their whole life. That gets kind of boring after a while. So that's okay. That's okay. But John sent me this song, and I've heard this song before, but it was by somebody else doing it. When Neil does it, it makes you smile. It just makes you smile. It's that much of a treat. And what makes me smile more is that I like cream in my coffee.
Okay.
I love cream in my coffee. And this is how you should feel when you love someone. This is how you should feel. If you don't feel like this, then forget it, you know? This is how you should feel in my book. This is how you should feel when you love someone. This is Neil Reed doing "You're the Cream in My Coffee."
You're the cream in my coffee. You're the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar. You're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I would be my necessity. I'd be lost without you.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay. I got to get one in. Isn't that cool? That was written in 1928. So, okay. Donny Osmond may have sung it, but he weren't the first. So, that's just kind of how it goes. Let's see. Popular recordings in 1929 were by Ben Sylvan. And a vocal by Jack Palmer. Ring any bells? I don't think so, but I wasn't born in 1928, so, hey, you know, not many of us were. But that's when it was written, and it was first recorded and put out back in 1928, 1929, something like that. So, Donny Osmond weren't the first. Jimmy Osmond, whoever it was, wasn't the first. I'm not even sure that Osmonds did it before Neil Reed did, if you know what I mean. Neil Reed was born in 59. So your guess is as good as mine, but I like the song. It's cute. It makes me smile. And I like it. That's just how it is. Da, 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 da. You know? Okay, let's go back. Oh, I almost thought it was stuck. Don't do that to me, Blog Talk. I would have to pick up my computer and throw it through the window. Let's go back to Lloyd Price. This was actually quite a big hit when it came out in the 60s. Like I said, this song was about that fight, remember? And the one fighter killed the other just because he was ticked off. Anyway, this is Stagger Lee. See if you can find out
the
why.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down.
There you go. Yeah, it's a song about two fighters duking it out, and one fighter goes and gets a pipe or something and kills the other one. But I still don't understand why it wasn't completely banned. It was just kind of semi frowned on. I don't get that. It's a song. What the hey, you know? Yes,
oh,
it's a song based on. Well, yeah, I like it. And nobody really paid attention to what it said. Everybody was paying attention to the music and whether they could dance to it or not, whether they could have a good time or not. They didn't really pay attention to what the song said. Not in the 60s. So I never understood why it was semi-banned, you know, why it was semi-censored, whatever you want to call it. But I don't know. Somebody knows. I don't. I'm not sure I care. Yes, I am. I don't care. It's real simple. I just don't care. It's a good song. I like. Exactly. It's a good song. It's a good beat. It's like somebody has a problem with it. That's their problem, not mine. That's just how it goes. Okay, I'm going to play a couple that we are very familiar with Elvis doing. And then Sydney picked up on him afterwards. And I don't think Sydney did as well, but he did a credible job. You know, I won't say it's bad. He did a credible job. He did as good as he could. He's usually at a faster tempo, and that, I think, takes something away from it. But, hey, you know, go for it, dude, whatever. He has his legacy there. He has the songs he recorded, the albums he recorded, and he recorded very close to his death. He never quit. He just kept on like the Ever Ready Bunny, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first, I'm going to do 1958, Elvis, A Fool Such as I.
If I settle matters when we say goodbye, don't be angry with me, should I cry? When you're gone, yes, I dream a little, dream as years go by. Now and then, there's a fool such as I. Such as I am over you. You taught me how to love and how you say that we are. I'm a fool, but I love you dear until the day I die. Now and then, as a fool, such as I.
Tool, 1958. Who was singing bass for Elvis in 1958? Interesting. I don't think it was JD, but I'm not sure. So, hey. John? Whenever there's a question, call on John. Yes. Okay, Sidney Devine decided he needed to do that song too. So let's hear what he did with it.
Now and then, there's a fool such as I. Pardon me if I'm sentimental when we say goodbye. Don't be angry with me should I cry. When you're then there's a fool such as I. Oh, 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 and then there's a fool such as I am. Over you, you taught me how to love, and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I. As I am over you, you taught me how to love, and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I love you dear until the day that I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I.
Da-da-da. Yes. I got some answers, guys, if you want to know. The guy doing that bass voice, that wonderful bass voice. Okay, Hugh Jarrett of the Jordanaires was with Elvis through 1958. This song was released in 1958. But John says it was Gordon Stoker. So somewhere in there, there was a transition of basses. So it was one of them. Most likely Gordon Stoker, because I would, we've got a real regular argument going on here. Who is the bass voice with, hello, it's another one of those, I can see them and I can't get the name out. Anyway, it was the quartet. Oh, well, forget it. My mind ain't going there. My mind is saying, you know, good grief, Jennifer. You can see the name flash of the quartet just flash in front of your eyes and then it's gone. okay, fine, like a drop of water on a hot griddle. That's okay. I am not going to worry about it. Somebody sang an excellent bass line on that song. And that works for me. I'm close enough. That works for me. I would need to see a video and then I would know. I'm tending to think the voice is familiar, and I'm tending to think it was the guy that sang bass with the quartet. Oh, my Lord Almighty, Jennifer. And then Gaithers, the Gaithers, he left and was singing bass with the Gaithers, the Gaither vocal band. Hello, hello. And, oh, my word, I can think of all the songs and everything they did, and I can't pull any names out of my head. I am totally fried. That is totally fried. When I can't do that, is totally fried. So I can see him performing in the whole ball of wax and yeah, no names. The alphabet has left my mind. Maybe never to come back. It could be gone for good for all I know. We could be on hiatus as far as alphabet goes. Yes, okay. All right, I've got two more that we really identify with Elvis. But first, I'm going to do Lloyd Price. Anyway, the Price dude. Oh, God. Doing another song that he wrote. Are you just laughing at me, Sue? Did you need to say something?
No, I'm laughing at you.
Oh, okay. That's good, though. That's good. That's better than being disgusted with me and my lack of brain power right now. Because there ain't none. 2 hours sleep and it's like gone with the wind. Gone. Oh, what is that song? Oh, never mind. Tangent. Don't need it. Okay. All right, Lloyd Price, he wrote another song in 1959, and this was cool. I knew about it in the 60s even. They kept playing it. It's called Personality.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. What more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool. But over and over, I'll be a fool for you. 'Cause you've got
personality.
Walk
with personality.
Talk with
personality.
Smile
with
right. Yes, yes, yes. I like that song. I always did like that song. It's really kind of cool. It's fun. I guess it's the byword for music today is fun. Fun. Okay. Here we've got... Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, A's. Come on, come on, come on. There we are. All right. Now, Elvis had a song that he actually made very popular, especially on that video where he changed the words slightly and then couldn't stop laughing at them because the guy in the second row took his toupee off and put it over his heart. Do you stare in your mirror and wish you had hair? That is hilarious. It really is. Even after all the 100 times I've watched it, it is still funny. But this is not that version. This is the 1960 version of Elvis singing Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seem to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare. And I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if he won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome?
That really is kind of a beautiful song, but it's perfect for mucking with the words. It's just perfect. And they got this very effectively, too. It's priceless, and it will be around forever. Okay, let's see what Sidney Devine does with that song. Does he countrify it the way that he did A Fool Such As I? Let's see.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to that bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture tonight? You know, someone once said that the world's the stage and we each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was when we met and I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seem to change and act a stranger. Why? I have never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing all your lies than go on living without you. Now the stage is bare and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, well, they can bring this curtain down.
At all, just not Elvis. There you go. Hey, that's just how that one is. And hey guys, I've got 8 minutes left, so I'm here to say thank you for joining me. I love this. I hope you had a good time. I did. And we've got more of Sidney Devine and the Elvis songs that he covered. Some of those will go in Sunday's show because they are gospel songs. And I was just going to play them if I had time today. I didn't. So they'll go in Sunday. Not a problem. Not a problem. And we'll see what comes out on Saturday. I'm not even sure yet. But something will be there and it'll be good. So don't worry about that. Thank you, Sue, for making your best effort. I'm sorry your phone started acting doing its own thing. I swear that those machines think for themselves. That's just how it is. We do nothing about it because they got the upper hand. We are addicted to them. But thank you for coming in for as long as it let you. Thank you, Victoria, for coming in and listening. I appreciate you, girl. Thank you for everybody in the chat. That was quite interesting a couple of times today. Did we ever decide who sang bass? Well, I don't know. I'm back over it, and I don't know. Did we? Anyway, it doesn't matter because every singer Elvis had was superb, top of the line, and beautiful bass voices. So it doesn't matter who it was back in 58 because we know he was good, whoever he was. We could hear his voice to know he was good. And it's one of two, so we're okay. It's all right that we didn't decide. We don't need to know. We don't need to decide. It just is who it was. Does that make sense? We don't care. It's fine. It's fine. My brain totally mush, people. I'm sorry, but that, you know, 2 hours sleep does that to you. And it's been over 24 hours now with 2 hours sleep. So that's interesting, too. But at any rate, I will be back on Saturday, and we will have another fantastic music show for you. It's going to be so good, whatever it is, because between John and I, we pick good music. And it's mostly John. Yeah. I got no problem owning up to that. He's good. He's good. So come and hear whatever we happen to have for you, because you're going to love it. You are going to love it. And thank you, everyone who is out there in internet land who got links either through my messenger or off of the Facebook pages, the groups pages. My Facebook page is always public. If you can always go and grab the link there, because it's always there. Every show, it's sitting right there waiting for you. Just saying, please come and click on me. Please come and click on me. So, you know, don't leave it waiting. Give the link some company. At any rate, I thank you for joining me, because I love knowing you're out there listening. And I just hope you're having as much fun hearing the music and listening to me jabber on as I have fun taking it to you. So join me again Saturday. In the meantime, Friday night, Shauna has a show. What is Shauna's show this Friday? Do we know? John? Somebody? Ann? What is Shauna's show tomorrow? I'm waiting for an answer. I don't know. They're all saying goodnight and liking my show and all that stuff. I've got a question, though. I need to know what Shauna's show is about tomorrow night. Hello? Shauna's having a show tomorrow night. What's about? But it's going to be some fun facts. It's going to be some history of Elvis's life at some point in time. Oh. Just told me. The story behind the songs that Elvis chose. So that's going to be very interesting. I'm going to be there listening. So come on and have a good time with us. You'll enjoy it. In the meantime, what I'm going to do right now is going to be Ruby and the Romantics from Lord only knows what year. I didn't write it. But anyway, this is a wonderful, wonderful song of hope and the future and love. It's called Our Day Will Come.
Our day will come, and we'll have everything. We'll share the joy, falling in love can bring. No one can tell me that I'm too young to know.
Young to know.
Thank you.
God.